He tried to explain and to convince. He knew while he spoke that it was useless, because his words sounded as if they were hitting a vacuum. There was no such person as Mrs. Wayne Wilmot. There was only a shell containing the opinions of her friends, the picture postcards she had seen, novels of country squires she had read. It was this that he had to address, this immateriality which could not hear him or answer. Deaf and impersonal, like a wad of cotton.
People who had inhabited the Randolph. One could not plead with remnants or convince them.